Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And you're listening to Bravo's Daily Dish from 30 Rock in New York City. Now, we have been very fortunate in the past couple of weeks. We've had a lot of our talent come through. We've had a lot of great episodes. But you know what? I've missed just us talking.
I know. I needed some chat time.
And I feel like this was the best day to not have an interview because we have Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules is so good.
We have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Or Real Housewives of Puerto Vallarta. Is that what we saw?
Ladies of London finale.
Yes. And Imposters series premiere.
Right.
Yeah. It's here.
A new Bravo scripted show.
Yes. Mysterious, lies, sex, everything.
And a little funny.
And it's very funny. I think.
Okay, can we please start with Vanderpump Rules?
Yes, of course we can.
Okay. Little known fact about me. Every couple of years, I do a newlyweds deep dive. I will watch all seasons in a row.
For some reason, I thought you meant Bravo's newlyweds.
No. Like, MTV newlyweds with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, my God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I will watch it from beginning to end. I will then Google all the interviews they did around the end of their marriage.
Listeners, I just want to say this is the most Megan thing ever.
And I will try, and I never actually succeed, I will try to figure out what went wrong in their marriage. All of this to say, for Joe Simpson to pop up in this episode of Vanderpump Rules was so special to me. And it's been rumored.
Right. On Watch What Happens Live.
That the reason Joe and Tina, Jessica's mom, divorced is because he is gay. Mm-hmm. We have no proof.
We have no proof. We have Nick Lachey on Watch What Happens Live
hinting at it.
At the fact that some things may have happened between him and Joe.
All right, the best thing about not having Joe Simpson anymore as a father-in-law is I don't have to play grab ass up to the table on Easter Sunday.
Like, after this episode, I would never say he's gay, but I also wouldn't say he's gay.
Right.
The infamous line.
Okay, so for girls, we got boobs and we got all kinds of other stuff. For guys, we got stomach in, dick out.
Stomach in, dick out.
Right, okay.
So Joe Simpson, in the episode, treat for me, so different from the pastor I once saw on Newlyweds.
Right.
Like, now he is fully on into this, like, fashion photography thing. Like, if you went on his Instagram, it's all photos of models. 90% men.
Hmm.
A few photos of Jessica and Ashley.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But a lot of model photos. This is his passion.
Did we see hints of this passion ever?
I don't remember him lifting a camera once on Newlyweds. And as I've said, I watch it every couple of years.
Anyway, this was an exciting glimpse into the life.
Yeah, okay. But so speaking of which, Tom Sandoval wants to go back into modeling.
Okay. Also, he was like, yeah, I forget who he said wanted to sign him, and this could be his big break. And I was like, Tom, you're not 18.
Yeah.
It's too late.
I hate to sound ageist, but there are certain careers you age out of, and I'm pretty sure model is one of them.
Yeah. I mean, he's super good looking.
For sure.
I get why he was a model before. Oh, my God. Speaking of, this episode brought memories of one of my favorite videos we have ever made on BravoTV.com, which is Tom Sandoval teaching you how to model.
Yes.
He literally has things like sun in the eyes, treasure in the distance.
Which it's like, you really, you in your mind are like, I'm doing it now.
I'm doing it now. I mean,
am I a model?
I just highly recommend that video. It's literally like Sir Modeling Tips.
The link is in the description, people. Click on it now.
I mean, Tom Sandoval fans, you're going to be delighted. I feel like I could have a whole episode dedicated to Tom Sandoval's hair. It's so interesting.
It is.
That's a great guy. But he is still, I was like, you're so good looking.
No, he's very good looking.
It's like, oh man, Tom. Oh, I also just wanted to shout out Tom Schwartz's flamingo headband that he was wearing. I was like, couldn't listen to anything he said because I was like, what is this headband? I was just transfixed.
I wrote in my notes, Nikolai, I want to squeeze him.
I was like, oh my God, he's so adorable.
Stassi's little brother who continues to be just like the Confucius of Vanderpump Rules. Like, he is very wise. He was great at giving Stassi advice. It was crazy to see how emotional she got as a result, mm-hmm. and how he knew to, like, okay, she's not ready to hear this. I'm going to rein it in, and I'm going to settle. Like, we're just going to hug it out.
My favorite was, like, life's tough, especially in your 20s. And I was like, it is, Nikolai. How do you know this? You're so wise. Maybe he's, like, the Dalai Lama, and, like, we don't even know.
I know.
I mean, there is one now, but, like, you know.
The new one.
The new one.
He's really great and like just very emotionally intuitive, and yes. I see good things in his future.
No wonder Jax didn't fulfill Stassi. You know what I mean? Nikolai is a man.
He's set
life.
A standard. Yeah.
Throughout this episode, we see James and Raquel sit down and kind of talk about this cheating. We see James and Tom Sandoval sit down and talk about the cheating. And I honestly do not know if he cheated.
I know.
I cannot tell. Usually I have a very, like, strong opinion on, like, oh, he definitely cheated.
I was left confused because I felt like the conversation he was having with Raquel, like, I listened to that conversation and thought what he was saying is, yeah, you and I know that I did hook up with her.
Oh.
But that we're moving past it and that I won't do it again. But that was not the conversation he had with Sandoval.
Right, and I thought it was more like, you know that I trusted the wrong people. Oh, so you think him saying I know that trusted the wrong people was like, you already know that this happened.
I just can't imagine that she thinks it's normal that a girl took a photo of him in his bed.
Yeah. And like, how thirsty are these girls? Like, he's just like, oh, they're just groupies. They really... Like, I don't know. Are you that thirsty that you, like... Like, if I...
If you were the girlfriend,
yeah,
you'd be
what is this?
I don't even care if you were just, like, watching TV. That's still, like,
right, that's
over
still something.
Line.
Yeah. But I think we have to talk about, obviously... Oh, two things. Well, we'll start off with... And we'll start off serious, and then we'll end on a high note.
Okay.
I think we should talk about the Sheena and Katie and Ariana and Stassi debacle.
Right.
So... Pandora, Lisa Vanderpump.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scoff. It's just
Is it the house?
Thinking of that house. It's not fair.
I know. I love, but I just love the servers because they're always like, people live like this? Like, they can't handle just how nice her life is.
But, like, that is the most insane house. And that's, like, what Lisa Vanderpump calls, like, her starter home.
I know.
Her, like, birthday present for her 30th birthday.
Ugh.
And it's, like, the most immaculately designed and decorated and...
It's so beautiful.
It's, like, a living modern dollhouse.
Yes.
And she just got to walk in and live in it. She didn't have to do anything.
No, she didn't.
Except for be a great daughter. Like, I'm a great daughter.
I'm about to be 30. And I cannot tell you how different my life is compared to Pandora's.
Well, it was a surprise for her, so maybe you have a surprise coming.
Oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen. No longer do you have to live in an attic, Rachel.
It's true, she lives in an attic.
I do, but it's, like, really cool in Brooklyn. This is what happens when you live in New York. Anyway, so Pandora's throwing a party. Ariana has been kind of instructed to kind of, like, make peace with Stassi, and Sheena kind of makes it happen.
Yeah.
So they kind of have a very good, I would say, like, talk about it, where, like, Ariana's like, I just want to be cool, man, and Stassi's like, I agree.
I like that Stassi tempered her expectations.
Right, she didn't, like, make her apologize. She's like, I don't want you to apologize if you don't feel like you need to apologize to me. That's fine.
Just don't be mean.
Yeah. So, like, they kind of squashed the beef, they hugged, and it was totally fine. And then, like, who knows how long later, probably within the hour, they sit down to eat and Katie is like, so what's going on between Ariana and Stassi? And it's kind of like, this already happened, Katie. Why are you bringing it up again? And it just does not go well. I literally wrote in my notes, ugh, Katie, why did you bring it up again?
But then how did it, I don't even remember, how did it get to Sheena getting upset?
Well, I think that, like, it all kind of morphed into Sheena trying to defend Ariana and... then that became Katie being like, why don't you have my side of it? Because Katie just doesn't like Ariana and was like, well, you should say sorry. It's my wedding. I want there to be good blood, or I don't want there to be any bad blood. Rather, like, I just squash it and you need to say sorry. And I think the fact that you didn't say sorry is kind of
crazy.
And Sheena's just kind of like, just because it's your wedding doesn't mean you get to control how people feel. Like, this is kind of like the underlying tone of, like, the entire thing.
And I'm so glad Bravo pointed out, because when Sheena's like, I wasn't like this during my wedding, it was like, yes, you were, Sheena.
See, I identified with Sheena this entire episode. So, like, I don't know how I feel about that.
But then Bravo's like, no, we have the clips to prove that you were.
Whereas, like, I'm sure clips of my past would just be, like, golden and shiny. Perfect behavior. So I don't have that to look back on. Just from being in a wedding, feeling like just because a bride is a bride, she doesn't get to, like, be the moral compass of everything and whatever she says is right.
Oh, for sure. No, I don't think that either of their behavior is good.
No.
It's just that it's funny that she doesn't.
Oh, no. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Pot and kettle, you know.
Right.
It's just like, come on. Sheena said something when she, like, runs off and cries. And she's like, I just don't think she likes me. Like, Katie doesn't like me. And I was like, that's exactly what it is. They don't like each other. I truly don't think that they like each other. I think that, like, they want to be friends because they have mutual friends.
They work, like, together.
But I think they just aren't of the same cloth for some reason. Like,
right.
They just don't get along.
Yeah. Anyway. I could see that for sure. I also kind of watched it thinking, Sheena, let's say in real time, or Sheena at that point was probably going through some stuff with Mike.
Right. That's, like, the underlying thing that, like, isn't being talked about.
No one else knows.
Right. So when she's going through, like, all the stuff with her husband and then someone's like, everything's about me. I mean, I think that would kind of, like, tweak you out a little bit. Tom and Katie.
I love that they're just not sticking to any sort of wedding diet. They had, like... salt and vinegar French fries. I feel like there were some.
Well, they look amazing.
That's true, but it was just funny. Most people are like, I'll have a cucumber and some water.
Right. Oh, no, just cabbage, please.
Yeah. Yet again, he just can't stop. And look, it's not that I'm really on her side necessarily. I think they both are making some poor relationship choices. He knows what her reaction is going to be when he needles her about certain things.
Right, or when he defends Ariana. Like, he's never going to win that argument.
You know what's going to happen. Whew, I can't tell you how uncomfortable I am every time they end a date with her storming out.
Ugh.
Not that paint swatches is really a date, but you know.
I thought of you because I feel like you're always like, that's your wife. You have to be on her side.
For sure.
And it's so true.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Megan is going to have a lot of feelings about this.
I was very upset. And also, again, I feel bad for her because twice in one day she was sort of hit with the Tequila Katie thing.
Mm.
And it's like that, again, she has said is she's really sensitive about. And
okay. I always get annoyed when people say that, like, I'm really sensitive about that, so you can't bring it up. When it's, like, clearly a problem. That happens a lot. So it's you're sensitive about it because it's probably true and you need to work on it. Like, a better reaction might be, you're right, I am trying to work on it. You know that I'm trying to work on it.
Not but just she like, wasn't ugh. Drunk.
But at the end, he's like, she's definitely been drinking today. So we don't know.
I think he just said that to get under her skin.
Oh, you think
yes.
so? See, I don't know how Katie is drunk or sober.
I don't know. Maybe I'm identifying too much with her. I don't know.
But to end on a happier note.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about the drag moment on the episode.
Oh, when they go to...
When they go to Lisa Vanderpump's closet, which, by the way, sounds like a store.
Yes.
Like Lisa's closet.
Yes.
Wouldn't you go to that store?
Yes.
And they just dress up in clothes, and it just made my day.
Also, the scenes for next time, because they're, like, on Bourbon Street, and Katie gets hit in the head with something.
She just has such bad luck on
this outing. I laughed so hard. It was just, like, a physically comedic moment.
Of, like her being hit in the head with the beads. I'm like, oh, poor Katie.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the Stassi and Jack stuff, though.
Oh, I know. I did see it. It's really good.
Did you? I missed this meeting, and then Megan got to see it, and I didn't. I'm very upset about it. But yeah, I think we covered just about everything, and next week is New Orleans.
Yes. that we'll have more to talk about then.
Oh my God, I'm sure we're going to have a lot. And Jack said that some major stuff would be going down. He talks a lot about it in our interview with him from a few days ago. So you should go listen to that and get some inside scoop on this New Orleans trip.
You will not be sorry.
No. One hint, boys and girls, separate.
Vanderpump was so good. But before we get into Bev, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Andelays.
Where you go in Mexico if you want to dance on tables.
And whoop it up and dance on cabs.
Andelays.
Andelays. Woo! We're still with Lisa Vanderpump, but we're in a different show.
Yeah, let's talk about Bev.
Yes.
So they go to Mexico.
Woohoo!
Which, as everyone knows, Bravo has a storied past with Mexico.
Which is why our sponsor today was super excited to sponsor today's episode.
This was a different kind of trip, though. I'm not sure Vicky would have approved.
There was not enough. Although, at one point, Kyle said, like, yeah, this is my third tequila shot. I'm getting fired up!
That's funny.
I'm on fire, is what she said. I wrote it down because I was like, oh, Kyle.
You know, Bev Hills, while they have had their moments, a.k.a. Amsterdam, for the most part, their trips are very
subdued.
Like, yeah. Especially in comparison to the other ladies. And this episode was definitely an example of that.
Okay, but I have a theory.
What?
And I wanted to ask you this as the Bev lady.
Yeah.
So the next day when they wake up, this is, I don't know if we can say this, but this is like the roughest I've seen any of them. Like the next morning at breakfast. Like Lisa looks like she had a night. Kyle looks like she had a night. So I'm thinking some shenanigans happened after that dinner.
Just like an OC in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking because there's no way that they had that like peaceful dinner and then I'm just saying, go back, watch the episode. Nobody looks like they aren't really hungover.
Right. And by the way, they still look great hungover.
Right, of course. Better than I've ever looked hungover in my entire life. Like, let's be clear.
Better than I looked on my wedding day, but whatever.
A hungover Lisa Vanderpump is better than Megan on her wedding day. This is what we've established.
But yeah, so it was a really like sort of tamer trip. Like they're in this really nice home. They're all like having dinners in. But I'm excited because I feel like next week is when stuff's going down.
Oh my God, do we want to wait to talk about this sneak at the rest of this season? Or do we want to talk about it now?
Let's talk about it.
Oh my God, so you have...
You don't know what I deal with every night.
There's just so many things. Erica has pink hair.
Dorit saying to Lisa Rinna,
if I can smell your breath, you're too close.
Oh my God, and I was like, you guys, I thought got along. I thought they were friends. What happened?
What happened on this trip?
What happened?
No, I think we're actually going to get a look at a lot of that maybe next episode.
And then there was something with Eden Sassoon yelling at Lisa Rinna, too. She was like,
I've given you so much of my time, my energy, my f***ing heart, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so good. I literally got up from my chair and was like, you guys, this sneak peek. I was so excited.
It was really what I needed because after this episode, I was like, oh, this was kind of calm. And then we saw that and I was like, yes.
But the whole time, so truth to our listeners, we have seen later on what happens.
Right.
So the whole time watching it, I was like, because I know now. It was like watching The Sixth Sense.
Knowing the twist ending.
Yeah, okay. It really was.
That might set some people up for a letdown because like no one's dead, you know. Like it's not that big of a twist. But yes, right. I totally see
Misha Barton isn't there either. I'm sorry.
No, but totally. I get what you're saying. And you know, we see in this episode the beginning of things with Eden being like, hey, 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 I'm not the bad guy here. Lisa Rinna's the one who's been saying all this stuff.
Right.
And Lisa Vanderpump, oh, she drank in that information.
Oh, my God. She literally, like, did a little dance when she
looked
told
giddy.
Kyle about it. Oh, my God. When they were, like, against my favorite moment was, like, they're just, like, gossiping and talking to each other about, like, Eden and Lisa Rinna. And there's this, like, beautiful, the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen in my entire life behind them. But they're focused on their drama, of course.
Yes.
And that's what I want from my housewives. Yeah. I want an idyllic setting and drama.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, she was just, like, giddy. But I love Lisa and Kyle. as a twosome. Like, I right. love their friendship. So, like, anything that brings them together, I'm happy about.
Yes, for sure. 1,000%.
But I do also, the flashbacks were epic in this episode because you had constantly showing that Lisa Rinna did say those things.
Bravo totally played with our heartstrings this episode because they know how upset we were last year with the ATV accident in The Real Housewives of Orange County. So they decided to play on that and act like Erica got hurt while jet skiing.
Oh, I didn't think that she got hurt at all. Was there like a preview?
Yes, the preview ends oh. with her with Kyle being like, is she okay?
Oh, she's like, yeah, of course I'm okay.
Yeah,
oh.
But it ended before that, so it was just like, Bravo!
Oh, man. You tease, Bravo.
Tease. Erica's fine. Don't you ever suggest otherwise.
I know. But speaking of Erica.
Yes.
I feel like every episode she's my soulmate, but in particular when everyone was like, oh, I can't wait to go shopping or go in the ocean, she was like, I want a burrito! And it was like literally screaming above everyone, I want a margarita and I want a burrito! And I was like, oh, Erica, a woman after my own heart.
I mean, for real.
Oh, but can we just talk about how Kelsey Grammer refuses to speak to Camille?
Still.
That was like a bomb for me. I love Camille Grammer so much.
I mean, I'm not surprised anymore because she's been saying this for so long, but it's just like so ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm fine.
Like, I could see him on the street and I'd be like, hey, what's up? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I just was like, what? But yeah, next week, Lisa comes in. And it's already...
She doesn't know...
Okay. You know what it reminded me of? Scary Island.
Yes, because at the end of this episode, Lisa Rinna walks in, and we know at this point that Kyle knows everything. And Kyle is... The look on her face is just like...
It was just like when Jill Zarin walked in with that little koala.
It is. You're so right. Oh, my God.
And they're all just like, no, Jill, you can't be here right now. Oh, so good.
Will the same happen to Lisa Rinna? We'll find out.
I know. I can't wait. I really like Lisa's leather jacket, though.
Yeah, it was cute. Ladies of London?
Ladies of London finale.
It's the last time we get to talk about it, so. Yeah,
not forever.
That's true.
Ladies of London, we said goodbye last night.
We did. Again, with the houses and the envy, but they showed Caroline Sanbury's home in Dubai in like the pool area. Like everything in that house is amazing.
Like we've seen photos, but this was the first time that Caroline like walked us through her house. And it was just so beautiful.
Children are so lucky.
They don't even know.
They don't even know.
They're so money and they don't even know it. But an update on Sophie and Caroline, since like they were still kind of on shaky ground. Just this weekend, they went to a party together, which we covered on The Dish. And I reached out to Sophie Stanbury and asked her where she is with Caroline. And they have had a heart-to-heart.
Yes. Whoop, whoop. See, love wins in the end.
I know. Sisters. Stanbury
sisters. Stanbury
sisters
are back.
Yeah. And there was a hint at the end of the episode that Caroline might be back.
That's right.
Because she was like, just because I'm gone doesn't mean I'm like really gone. And then they played like London Bridge is falling down behind her. So she may not be gone for good, which makes me really happy.
I know.
We would be remiss not to talk about the new scripted series Imposters.
Which is, like, so different for Bravo mm-hmm. in such a good way.
Yes. And, like, it was, like, this super dark series, but then also had really funny moments.
Yeah.
Like, it's a funny show, which I feel like you didn't necessarily get until you watched it.
And can we talk about how Uma Thurman's going to be in it?
I know!
Goddess.
I have seen most of the season, and she is just the coolest, most badass chick, I swear.
I once saw her hailing a cab in the middle of the street. She had a stroller. She didn't have a stitch of makeup on, and she looked gorgeous.
Uma. Fun fact, Uma, I don't know if Uma and Ethan Hawke lived, definitely Ethan Hawke. I don't know about Uma, but he lived for a really, really long time across the street from my aunt.
Oh. Did she have nice things to say about him?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, she said, I never understand. Every time I see him, he is just wearing, like, the worst clothes and very, like, sweat. He just looks very disheveled all the time. Like, come on, Ethan. Like, he's still very handsome, but, like, he just always looked really disheveled.
I saw him at a bar once. It was a good day.
But, yeah, my aunt has moved since then, which makes me really sad.
Also, fun fact, Uma takes milk baths. That's her secret.
Oh.
She revealed it on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh.
Yep. Baths and milk.
But anyway, she's awesome on the show. The show itself is really good. Everyone is, like, super cute. Rob, the main guy, is actually British. So look forward to trying to hear his accent, which you can't.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this show. If you missed the premiere, you can always watch the full episodes on BravoTV.com or use the Bravo Now app. Thank you for listening. Follow us on iTunes. Like us on SoundCloud. Leave us some reviews everywhere. Let us know how much you love us.
Because we know you do.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table game.